that.
Tonight, a new ad campaign hitting the airwaves and making its way onto teenagers' phones.
Vaping could lead to trying cigarettes.
TV, YouTube, Instagram commercials, all featuring a magic trick turning vapes into cigarettes.
It's not magic, it's statistics.
The FDA rolling out the new PSAs this month aimed at getting kids to think twice before trying e-cigarettes.
I didn't think I was going to get addicted when I first started, and I honestly didn't know I was addicted until I would say a few months into ninth grade.
Caleb Mintz and Philip Furman were some of the more than 3.6 million teens and preteens estimated to have vaped last year, now trying to encourage others to stop in high schools where one in five students is currently addicted.
No child should have to deal with a nicotine addiction.
Tomorrow, Caleb's mom is set to testify in front of Congress over the role Juul, the popular e-cigarettes brand, has played in getting kids addicted to nicotine. On CNBC, the CEO apologizing to parents.
I'm sorry that their child's using the product. It's not intended for them.
The company removing some flavors criticized for targeting teens and has shut down their Facebook and Instagram accounts. Now, ads from the government hoping to push back against a growing epidemic.